In what was called an extraordinary moment of political incivility in the California state legislature, a Democratic state senator ordered security to remove his Republican colleague from the floor of the Senate chamber yesterday. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford explains.
It started when Senator Janet Nguyen, an Orange County Republican, began speaking first in Vietnamese and then English.
Today, I recognize in memories hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese refugees who die in seeking for freedom and democracy.
Earlier in the week, lawmakers had honored former Senator Tom Hayden, who was a prominent anti-Vietnam War activist. Nguyen fled Vietnam as a child in the 1980s.
I would like to offer
Senator
another
Manning,
historic perspective.
Democrats lodged a procedural objection, but Nguyen continued to talk.
Senator Nguyen, your art of order, if you can please take a seat.
Presiding Senator Ricardo Lara cut her microphone, but Nguyen continued to speak. A minute later,
Senator Nguyen, please have Senator Nguyen take a seat. She is out of order. Senator Nguyen, sergeants, please remove Senator Nguyen from the chamber.
Sergeants at arms took the senator by her arms and escorted her out. Afterward, Republican Senate Leader Jean Fuller described herself as enraged.
Her free speech was violated, as well as all of the hundreds of thousands of refugees that she was speaking for on the floor today.
Republicans quickly took to Twitter with the hashtag #ShePersisted. It's the same one Democrats used this month when U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren was cut off in remarks against then-Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions. Democratic lawmakers argued Nguyen caused the problem by violating Senate rules, but Senate Leader Kevin DeLeon also said he would review the response.
I am unsettled across the board, not following the rules and the parliamentary procedures that could have been dealt with quite easily and just the way it was handled.
Neither Veteran Capitol staff nor a search of news archives can recall a previous similar event in the legislature. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.